If you've just tuned in, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. We can also be found online at www.cjsf.ca or at TELUS HD channel 7016. That song we were listening to was Bob Dylan's Hurricane off his 1975 LP, Hurricane. Something to note is that song was originally banned. It spoke out against politicians and the law and the U.S. law and racism. And what a powerful song, hey? If you haven't seen the movie, check it out, Hurricane. It's an incredible story, how some university students fought for his release. And one student had found a book, had found the autobiography that Reuben had written. And this student read it and went, somebody's got to help him. And they fought like hell to get him off. And this young man eventually became a lawyer. Pretty cool, huh? Up next, I've got the speech of Dr. Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream. This speech was delivered at the March on Washington, August 28th, 1963.
One day,
yes. This
nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Yes.
I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists,
yes. With
its governor, having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification.
Yeah.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
Yeah.
hard. It was amazing. And I just, we did it. We did it. Everybody loved it. It was so much fun.
In that last set, we were listening to Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar with Chasing Dreams. And before that, Cole Petroni with I Have a Dream off the 2011 CD Storyteller. Petroni's song is in honor of Black History Month and Martin Luther King's infamous speech, I Have a Dream. Up next, I've got Children Go Where I Send Them from the Sojourners CD Hold On, released in 2007. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge. This has been Annie Roach with week 4 of Black History Month, in which we have celebrated and also played the music of African Canadians. If you've missed any portion of tonight's show, please go to our website at www.cjsf.ca, and you can go to our schedule where all of our podcasts are archived. Stay tuned to Wave Station, coming up next. So now I leave you with one final tune. This song comes from Canadian singer Salome Bay. American-born Canadian singer-songwriter, composer, and actress, Bay resided in Toronto, Ontario since 1966, and in 2005 she was made an honorary member of the Order of Canada. Salome Bay, Canada's First Lady of the Blues, passed away on August 8, 2020 in Toronto, Canada, and was married to Howard Berkeley Matthews since 1964. So now I leave you with Stardust. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
And now the purple dust of twilight time spills across the meadow of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When I live with you, and each kiss an inspiration. Is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars were bright, you were in my heart. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, a memory of love's refrain. Sunny April morning, when the cold has gone away and the dew creeps up the blades of grass at closing of the day, then I found the boy I needed. As the summer harvest seeded, we could make the springtime last. Life's a clock that's ticking fast. In the heat of August sunshine, underneath a cloudless sky, love was hot and love was thick, and love was sweet for you and I. And our friends had never seen us, for the time we had between us made the summer never go. Life's a clock that's ticking slow. But the summer changed autumn, and the leaves began to turn, and the fire died to embers, and the embers ceased to burn, and the